Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, hey, sexy friends. Welcome to episode 77 of Friends with a Twist. I am Madison, joined by my amazing co-host,
Kenzie.
Yeah, that's you. We thank you so much for joining us for another fun-filled shorter episode. Actually, this episode we're going to be focusing on our chick chat. You know, what's new with us? What have we been up to? We don't even know. We're going to figure it out together.
It's all a big surprise.
And we love that you're here to join us. If you appreciate and enjoy what you hear today, please leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to this amazing podcast. We would appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay, so as I said, this episode will be a chance for us to update each other and you, lovely listeners, on what we've been up to recently.
Hell yeah.
Okay, but before we get into the gushy stuff, all the updates, we must start things off with our fireball shot.
Hell yeah.
Cheers. That was a cheers. Ooh, spicy tonight. Shit.
Fuck yeah.
I literally only have this like once a month now when we fucking record together. Well,
I don't know what maybe poor choices you're making in your life, but.
All right. So new episode format. We are focusing on just our updates of what is new and what we've been up to. So
that's all you get right now.
But this is good stuff. And I can't wait to share. And I know you have some good notes too.
No, yeah. This is a pretty good one. This is pretty spicy.
Let me just, why not? I'm going to get things going.
Do it. So, jump in.
Since I last saw you guys a month ago and spoke with you all a month ago, Barry actually has had a couple different work trips. So he's been in and out traveling several days here and there. And we haven't had a lot of good time to connect with each other.
Sure.
Or to do things with other people. So guess what I did for the first time ever?
Oh my God. I cannot believe. I cannot believe that this is your first time doing this. Like even even considering your life pre-Barry. I can't believe this is the first time.
Thanks.
I don't know. I just feel like this would come up by now.
So what we are alluding to is that I got to be a unicorn for a couple for the first time ever. Twice. On two different occasions.
Oh shit.
Wow. We just went all fucking in.
All in.
If I do something, I do it full force.
Clearly.
Yeah. So Barry had a couple different work trips and I don't know. He's a fucking amazing gentleman and was like, well, I trust you with certain people and I know you like to have sex and why not try to do something new? Like,
what an attentive husband.
Seriously. Like, we're blessed.
No,
I know Gary would do the same thing for you.
No, like, no. I know. I sound like a jerk, but I'm being sincere. In my own fucked up way.
Seriously. Like, I never even, I don't need to do this. I've never really thought about it. And honestly, I think the idea came up from Barry and the other couple. Like, I didn't put it into the universe. It came to me, okay?
Well, I mean, swear. That's the best fucking way to do it.
It came to me. So, this was able to happen on two different occasions, a couple different work trips for Barry. It's been a crazy month. But like, I took advantage of the alone time. Yeah. When I wasn't playing with my toys and myself, our dear close friends, Eric and Samantha, came to our house with Barry's blessing. They had a sexy evening with me. And I'm not going to get into too many details because obviously I plan to share that in the future.
No! Leave us hanging.
I know. But we want you to come back and listen to another episode. But
marketing 101.
But I will say it was interesting. My face is, I can feel my face fucking burning right now. Like I'm bright red talking about this. But it was super fun. But also, I think all of us were a little hesitant to not make anyone feel uncomfortable. I think even though the first time we got together, as amazing and sexy and fun as it was, we were all a little bit nervous about not wanting to cross a line or, are you sure you're still good? Aww. Okay, can you relax? Are you sure we're good?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into that in the future episodes.
So I know you're not going to share the sexy stuff right now.
Yes.
But
yes, yes.
Like, can you dive into maybe like just a little bit of the, like the emotional, like kind of what everybody was thinking? Because I feel like I can understand where everybody was coming from. Because it is a familiar but different dynamic with one person removed.
Yeah.
And so I think I can understand like how that would feel like different. And I mean, that's honestly so, I don't even know, like encouraging, endearing to know that like everybody was, you know, really that's like true. Checking in with each other. And like, I think that's just a testament to like the connection that you guys have, that everybody was very aware. Yes, this is like similar, but it's different. And like,
respect,
are you okay? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's totally sweet. But, like, can you dive a little bit more into, like, that aspect instead of the sexy stuff right now?
I think I'll try. I think I can. So, I don't know how the whole idea initiated, but one time when all four of us were together hanging out, we only maybe had a drink in our systems, but it came up that we know Barry has to go away for a little bit, like, here and there. Just letting you know, we're totally fine with if, like, I were to work for a weekend, Samantha can come hang out with you. And then Barry's like, yeah, vice versa. Like, we can do that too. And I was kind of taken aback. Like, wow, Barry's really okay with this. I'm shocked. And I said, let's just not agree to anything while we have drinks. Like, maybe we should talk about this when we're fully 100% sober. And we did via text message.
Yeah.
And everyone agreed that they were okay with it. And Barry just agreed, or Barry confirmed that he's just very comfortable with the other couple, and him and Eric are the same, what's the word, like personality, I guess.
Okay.
Like, they approach situations the same, so they kind of expect what the other person would do, and they trust like how things would go and flow.
Yeah.
Like, we just understand each other
to
an extreme level at this point, because we've hung out so much. So he was like, yeah, like, why not? I trust you guys to do that. And I just thought it was super sexy fun.
Yeah.
And so before we even planned anything, her and I texted to reconfirm, like, hey, we know Barry will be away whatever weekend. Are you interested in hanging out? If you just want to hang out, we are fine with that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It can be totally vanilla, seriously. And so I messaged Barry and I said, are you sure you're really okay with this? And he said, yeah, like, why not? Send me pictures, send me videos, tell me about it.
Yeah, fun.
But like, try it. And I was like, okay. I was a little nervous. So before they came over the first time, I FaceTimed with Barry and I was like, they're coming over soon. Are you sure you're still okay? Please tell me now, because they are 100%. Like, you guys are the type of people too that 100%, if I was like, no, it's not okay, you're not going to pressure me.
No.
They were not going to pressure me.
Sure.
If you just wanted to hang out for drinks, they would have.
Yeah.
But Barry's like, nope, green light. It's good. Yeah. Send me pics and vids. So we did. And for me personally, the whole time, I think I was focused on actually her comfortability. Like, I wasn't really concerned about myself. I was like, I don't want to seem like I'm taking advantage of her husband.
Yeah.
Like, I want her to feel fully included. So it's kind of a lot for the mind to think about.
Yeah.
Maybe not everyone does, but as being the unicorn, quote unquote, like, I was very concerned about her needs.
Yeah.
And how she felt. But also, honestly, I knew I wasn't going to cross a line with them. So I wasn't fully focused on upsetting Barry, because I knew it wasn't going to happen. I think I was more focused on her needs. So it's just a lot of things to think about when you're doing that with another couple. Like, I never really saw it from a single person's perspective.
Yeah.
But I get it now. My face is fucking bright red talking about this. I can feel my face burning. But yeah. Oh, you have a question. Go ahead. I see it in your face.
Yeah, you do see it. I'm glad. No, my question, and it can be a short answer. So it sounds like, I feel like the answer you just gave is based on that first time.
Yeah.
But you mentioned that there was another time.
Oh, yes.
And was this, so was like the other time, was there less pressure? I don't know if that's the right word, but like, was that less the second time is what I'm trying to ask.
So I said to them, I feel like we were all so anxious that we couldn't just fully let go.
Yeah.
Like, we definitely still did.
Yeah.
But I feel like it wasn't like 100%. So the second time we got together, I was like, oh, okay, I think we'll be more relaxed.
Yeah.
Message with Barry ahead of time, still green light, all good. But interestingly enough, I feel like Eric maybe was more in his head that time.
Oh.
And he made it more about me and Samantha doing things together, which is fucking fabulous.
Sure.
But he told me later, like, he didn't want to make me uncomfortable or be too pushy or cross a line.
No.
And I think I'm going to explain in the future, like, there's certain things we did the first time that we didn't even come close to the second time, which okay. is great. They were so different and fun. It was fine. Yeah. But I feel like each time one person was more concerned about the situation, which I honestly really respect and appreciate yeah. because I don't think I'd want to be like fully let loose and taken advantage of without Barry there. And the whole time I was just worried I was going to miss Barry the whole fucking time. Yeah. I missed him, but like I was comfortable. So I don't know. I'm very curious. We have plans to reciprocate. So Barry and I will have Samantha come to our house to be our little dirty unicorn for a night. So I'm very curious how even that dynamic is going to go. Okay. Like, I don't know what's going to be going on in my mind or yeah. his mind or her mind. So like, have Ooh. You been in these situations? Like, it's a lot to, maybe I overthink it, but I feel like there's a lot of emotions and boundaries and personalities to consider.
No, I conceptually understand what you're saying, but no, mm-hmm. I have mm-hmm. never been a unicorn, so I can't really speak from any experience.
And I'm fucking shocked by that too.
But I understand, like, I can understand the things that you're saying and the like, yeah. the thoughts and the concerns that people would have, which is really all born of from a place of respect.
Underlying respect and yeah. caring for people.
Yeah. Which is amazing. And like, that's what you want.
Yeah.
But it's like, it manifests in a weird way where it like almost gets in your way.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So yeah, but that's very cool. And just to clarify,
yeah,
when we are using the unicorn term, that would equate to a woman with another couple.
Yeah, sorry. I was not very clear. I feel like a lot of people think of that as a single female.
Yeah, which it can be. But also, I think that still applies mm-hmm. if it's a married woman playing on her own with another couple.
Yeah, right? Husband like, is okay. not there at all.
Got it. Yes. So, we're on the same page. And now hopefully everybody else is too.
No,
so.
It's a good point to clarify. Yeah, and honestly, lifestyle terms, quote unquote, who the fuck cares? You do what you do.
No, yeah. But, and different, like the same word means different things to yeah. different people. And so, yeah. But anyway, so that's what we're talking about in this case.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Wow. Cannot wait to hear that story or those stories or whatever we get in the future.
Some sort of feedback, yeah.
Something is going to be fucking amazing, I have no doubt.
We need like a Barry summary of his Ooh, thoughts.
Yes. Ooh. A little like addendum of Barry's thoughts about what it was like for him.
And just to note, yes, we did send him sexy photos, sexy videos. Yeah, I think I thought about FaceTiming, but the night we did, he had to go to bed early. So no.
I was going to ask. No. I was like, wait, did you just FaceTime?
No. And like, no, I thought about it. But by the time we got into stuff, like Barry had to be up early the next morning. He's like, no, please just have fun.
Just,
and
yeah.
Personally, from the times that Barry and I have played separate, which is once for him and I think twice for me. Mm-hmm. Well, now four times. But
wow, that just doubled.
Wow. yeah, I said that in real time. But when he played alone, I don't think I would have gotten off on seeing it and being in the moment.
Yeah.
I definitely was way more turned on by thinking about it afterwards in my head and like imagining things and being like, oh, well, he liked that. But then he came back to me. But it was so hot that he wanted someone else. And like, I don't need it in the moment. So that's a takeaway.
No, I can see that. Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't want a live stream. Yeah. So anyway, that's been the fucking craziest new thing we've ever Woo! Done that I didn't project or see coming.
Love it. But you've had other super cool fun too, I see in the notes.
With Barry. So yes, when he
Barry
was,
makes a re- Enter Barry, stage right.
He was in town. He's still my husband. Yes. And there was, so I have two different times here. We went to this local lifestyle club for random nights out. Like we don't want to drive crazy far. We don't want to spend tons of money. So yeah, let's go to this club. One night we went there, it was a Risky Business movie theme night. Oh,
he loves that theme.
I didn't partake. Honestly, I just wanted to dress sexy and get out.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't really care what the theme was. I have some takeaways. So
my name is Madison and I have thoughts. Let's hear it.
It sounds judgy, but I feel like I have a reason to be. So
no,
I am.
I think I am on the same fucking page when I read this in the notes.
Yeah, I was just disappointed in the clientele, in their effort. So I wore a sheer black dress You could see right through everything. You saw my bra, my underwear, black heels. Barry wore a button-down with dark jeans, black dress shoes. Like, we looked nice, dressed to impress.
No, yeah, you guys always nail it.
The normal attire, which a lot of clubs enforce.
Yeah.
Here they don't. One girl removed her flats, like ballet flat shoes, right upon entering the club at 9:30 and walked around barefoot.
No. It's so dirty in there. Stop.
I support taking heels off at the end of the night.
Yes.
Fuck it. Walk
Bring
barefoot.
Your flip-flops. I've done it. We've done it.
I've never walked into a club, taken my shoes off, and walked barefoot.
No.
Gross. I was disappointed in that.
Ew. Ew.
So honestly, I sat there judging because I was just disappointed. Like, well, come on. Yeah,
like, make some fucking effort. Why would you take your shoes off?
Wear flip-flops. They're flat.
Ew.
But... And then another guy wore cargo shorts and a pro football team sweatshirt. Okay. Like, I know this is a casual spot, but I was disappointed.
Well, yeah. Like, that is zero effort. Come on.
Maybe you're not trying to meet people, and you probably didn't. Fine. But, like, I was getting out to try to meet people with Barry, and, like, we were disappointed together.
Ugh.
Someone also wore a kilt, not... Oh. Harping on kilts. I don't care.
Wow.
But this was not near St. Patrick's Day. I don't know.
Disclaimer.
It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's unique.
At least it was different, I guess. I'll give them that.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know. I was disappointed in that. Like, do people not care to put in effort?
Yeah.
Regardless in the lifestyle?
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe not anymore. Maybe times are changing. Maybe our next episode where we talk about this stuff, that'll come up.
Oh, maybe. And but no, that's disheartening.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Put in some effort.
So then we sit there at our little high top table just looking around because that's all you can do, or looking at the TV screens. And like one of these things is not like the other. And we like one of us, we were the ones sticking out because we were dressed up more.
Yeah.
And I hate for anybody to feel out of place.
Yeah.
Especially myself. And yeah, so that's kind of how it felt.
Ugh.
So that was a disappointing night. So we tried it again a couple weeks later. Because why not?
Did you talk to anybody that night you just referenced?
No, actually, we did. There were two other stools at our high top table. And at the end of the night, it got a little busy. So a couple asked if they could sit down. And I was like, yeah, of course. Not thinking, like, maybe that's a sign they wanted to talk to us. So I made, like, very vanilla, generic conversation about this and people watching, blah, blah, blah. And then we just sat there in silence. And I thought it was fine because
cool.
I'm like, I just offered you a seat, like, whatever. And Barry's like, I think they wanted to, like, talk to us and stuff. And I was like, oh, I didn't get it. So,
well,
my fault.
Yeah.
But anyway, we probably wouldn't have fucked anyone.
Well, anyway, you know, yeah, not every day is a Super Bowl.
No.
But so, you went back for more.
So, yeah, to wrap up our updates, we went back another night. They had a glow theme. Super fun.
Okay.
Very busy night for the club.
Better, theme participation that night?
Yes.
Okay.
There was a lot more participation in the theme.
Very cool.
Barry and I had a great time people watching, just because there was more activity and people
in
different costumes.
Sure.
Not necessarily people we wanted to hang out with or have sex with.
Yeah.
But just fun people to watch having fun.
Good.
We love that. Barry and I did some sexy dancing, mainly at our chair and our table, shaking my ass around. But
did you wear your light up butt plug?
No, I didn't. It sounds terrible, but I didn't really want to waste it on that night. Barry suggested it, but
how do you waste it?
Well, because I didn't know if we were actually, it was a busier clientele night. So I was like, I don't know if we're going to get a room. By the time we get home, like, are we going to still want to, like, you gonna still want to fuck my ass? Probably, but I guess, yeah, probably, I guess. Fuck. I fucked it up. But no, we did not wear it
just
for that
trying
night.
To just clear. All right, I'm sorry.
So initially we went out the night with plans to meet a single male who said, hey, I'd love to hang out with you. And we're like, hey. It's like, hey, we're going here.
Hey.
And he was like, okay. Silence.
Oh my God, just an okay?
Literally
dick.
Nothing. So, honestly, we said we're going out. Like, we weren't going out just to meet him.
Sure.
So we're like, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah,
we're still going
gonna
out.
We're
going
to be here. Yeah. If you want to meet me,
come.
This is where I'm at.
Come,
exactly.
Baby.
Yeah,
come,
no,
baby,
I get
baby,
it.
Baby, come. And he didn't.
Oh.
So.
Swing, bada, 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 swing.
Crazy thing is,
90s.
Like, we were actually invited by two other couples that night and one single male. to play.
Aww.
And that's nice. Sweet. Super flattering, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel bad, but the first couple, I thought I made it clear that we were just talking to them because...
Did they just sit down with you again?
No, they were standing next to our table, and I kind of approached them, and I was like, hey, sorry, I'm going to move this chair and dance here, blah, blah, blah. It's fun, sexy. All right, maybe I put off a vibe. I didn't mean to. But the female of that couple, although she would smile, she didn't, like, talk or give anything back. So I was like, okay. No.
Like, what is this?
So Barry in the male chatted quite a bit, and he kept saying, like, hey, we're going back to this room. You want to come? You're invited. I was like, okay. No. So this other couple, I thought I had to save her from a single male earlier that night. Oh. And she told me, she's like, girl, I'm good. It happens all the time. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm now a statistic coming up and hitting on you when your man's gone. But anyway, like, it was just the running joke of the night. But then she's like, what are you two into? Like, we'd love to do something with you. And I'm like, oh, I think we have plans with this couple. Oh. That's like, I don't know. I was weaving a web that I wasn't prepared to lay in or something.
All right.
So later then I walked down the hallway and I watched some people fucking in a room, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what you do.
That's what you do. Yeah.
This single male was standing there watching them too.
Was he jerking off?
No, he didn't have a shirt on. I think he had like a jean jacket vest or something. And I was like,
what? Stop.
I remember talking to him.
Like, rewind.
Seriously.
A denim vest?
Yeah.
And nothing underneath it?
No.
What type of pants?
Jeans.
Denim on denim?
Denim on denim.
Is this 1985?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep going. All right. So you're watching people fuck next to denim on denim.
And I didn't realize it because he made a compliment about how great I looked. So I obviously, naturally, I'm like, yeah, you look great too. And I turned to him and I was like,
no.
Oh, and you're not wearing a shirt. And he's like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then he's made some story about how he left a bachelorette party bachelor party. He was on his way home. So he thought he'd stop here. I was like,
with what? No shirt?
With and no shirt and by yourself. Denim? Okay. And he's like, my name's so-and-so. If you want to get together later, let me know.
All right.
That was a rhyme.
Well, that was nice.
I was like, that's cool. Thanks. This is my name. All right. Bye. But then he kept stalking our table and kept talking.
Yeah, you'll have that.
I know I'm a tease and a flirt and stuff when I'm having fun, but I didn't realize I was putting that vibe off that night. We played with nobody. We left with each other.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I begged Barry to fuck me on the way home. Like, it's like, pull this fucking car over and fuck me right here.
No.
Thankfully, he didn't, because that probably wouldn't have been the best
idea. Might
have
gotten arrested.
Wait till we get home.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the ideal situation.
Did you bang it out at home then?
Yes.
Yes.
You let the dog out, you play for a little bit, you have some water, you go for a private session in your room, and then you all go to bed. So.
It's the way to do it.
You know, I love it. This is life. So I'm sorry. Now we're 45 minutes into this episode, and it's your turn, Kenzie. You kept asking me questions.
I did.
All right.
I'm quick. I got nothing. All right. But we got to take a break. Asking
questions.
We got to take a break. I think, I don't know, maybe another shot. We'll see. We'll be back in a hot second after a message from our partners.
Gentlemen, tell me if you've ever been here before. She wants you badly and you want her. But maybe you got a little too excited and now you're dealing with some stage fright. Or maybe everything was working fine until you reached for that condom and then poof, gone. We've all been there. Shameless Trio is different. Yes, it contains sildenafil and you know that one. And yes, it contains tadalafil and you know that one too. But it also contains apomorphine and that is the key. Because erections don't just depend on blood flow, they depend on signals from your brain. Apomorphine helps spark those arousal signals so the other medications can do their job. It's sublingual, so it dissolves under your tongue and works faster. This is a premium medication. It's not for everyone. But if you've ever had a moment where everything was lined up perfectly, but then your body didn't cooperate, you owe it to yourself to look at Shameless Trio. Be sure to go to shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for friends with a twist. That's shamelesscare.com, coupon code FWAT.
All right, we're back, and I am done yapping. Kenzie, give us something else to talk about, please.
Everybody wants your yap. I got a couple things to
say. Let's go.
That's all I got to say about that. So, Gary and I hosted, that feels like a strong word, St. Paddy's Day, the weekend before. Gary and I hosted some people at our house because we're close to a little town where we can go do some bar hopping. So we had people meet at our house. We did some fun and games. We Uber down to town, bar hop, whatever. So it's just so happened that all the participants in this day of shenanigans are in the lifestyle.
It just so happened or on purpose?
Maybe some of both. So as a listener, you might think, oh, fwat, like every day is an orgy and rainbow and sunshine. And you'd be wrong because you just heard how Madison didn't fuck anybody at the club. No, anyway, it's not like that. So we had this gathering of swingers and there was no orgy. Spoiler alert. I'm just going to lead with that. But we had a fuck ton of fun in the meantime.
Heck yes.
So it's comical though because I think all four of us in our different configurations – we kind of lead these double lives where, like, there's people who know we're in the lifestyle. There's people that don't know we're in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. There's people that know we're in the lifestyle and know that we have a podcast. There's people that only know we're in the lifestyle. They don't know about the podcast and, like, whatever other fucking permeations of that equation there are. So I found it a little bit funny. Somebody asked, it might have been Samantha. She's like, so how do you know Gary and Kenzie? Mm-hmm. And everybody, like, there was a hush came over the crowd because I felt like nobody knew how to answer that fucking question. And I was like, we're all swingers.
You had to say we're all
and
swingers.
And everybody knows about the podcast. Commence. Oh,
okay.
And then there was like this collective sigh of like, ah, okay. And like everybody could just proceed.
Yep.
And I mean, I could have led with that somewhere earlier in the day, I guess. But it was just like comical to me personally.
Better safe than sorry to hesitate.
Yeah. But I so appreciate that that was even on people's radar because it is. It's like one of those weird things that like we're already living this double life. Like obviously our vanilla like bosses and families like don't know about any of this. But then even within the lifestyle, there's like another delineation where people know us from the lifestyle and or the podcast.
Separately, yeah.
Or like, you know, anyway, fine. So there's that.
All right. So I was an attendee and it was amazing as always, just hanging out. But maybe for people who are strictly like full on lifestyle or just getting into things, like why do you not just host a fucking orgy? Like what is your thinking in planning an event like this? Do you prefer to just go out and bar hop or like why does it have to be lifestyle people? What are you thinking?
Yeah. I mean, I think for Gary and I, it's like the whole friends aspect of this. It's just a fun day.
Yes.
And in my humble opinion, the advantage to having all lifestyle people in attendance is just, I guess, authenticity.
Or you're not worried about what you're going to say.
Yes.
Or,
like we can all just kind of like be cool and be ourselves and like not have to censor and like it's just that. It's not about I hope I sleep with everybody at the end of this. It's just.
It takes the pressure off and
let
you just
me
like,
be me.
Yes, yes. Be yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really the crux of it for us. We always try to be prepared in terms of, I don't know, like supplies.
If it goes that way.
If it goes that way, but we certainly are never angling for it to go that way. And yeah, I mean, you know, everybody handles St. Paddy's Day a little differently. Some people hit it a little harder than others.
Been there.
Some people don't make it the whole night and like that's okay. It happens. So it was just a fun day. Like we started our house. We had some... A subset had car bombs.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be me.
I tried to make some festive drinks. Like, we just had some fun. Ubered down, so not too many people had to worry about driving. And, yeah, just kind of hung out, and it was fun. I think when we came back at the end of the night, for those that were still hanging in, we had, like, a little dance party in the kitchen. And, like, it was pretty chill, you know. And, again, like, it didn't really turn into anything orgy-esque or whatever, but... It was just a fun way to hang out and just be able to
not,
be yourself.
You were not disappointed.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, no, no. Yeah. So that was a fun thing that we did that was like half vanilla, half lifestyle, I guess. I don't know. But
yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then the other thing that we did, I guess, is also kind of half lifestyle, half vanilla.
Oh boy.
So we went to a friction takeover party at the Northeast Saints and Sinners location in Philadelphia. So this was actually shortly after St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. That's all Gary and I will do is celebrate St. Patrick's Day. but the theme of this party, it was like a lucky me or something. It was basically wear green, be sexy. It's like the weekend after St. Patrick's, like, so whatever. And honestly, it was a surprisingly small crowd for a friction party.
Oh.
In our experience, when friction does a quote-unquote takeover party at that location, it normally draws a really big crowd.
Yeah.
And this was sort of the exception to that rule. So I don't know if it was just everybody had been out the weekend before partying and like couldn't necessarily get out again the next weekend or just whatever, but kind of a small crowd for that particular venue with that backing.
And is it couples and singles for this event or is it only couples? Because I know they have some like the friction for her, yeah. Maybe more singles. It was just couples.
This was couples. Okay. I believe single women.
Okay. Well, could have. They're the exception.
Yeah. But,
okay.
So I am not saying this to be like, oh, woe is me, poor Kenzie, meh, meh, meh. But I'm just, this was my experience. So Gary and I approached and talked with several couples. Absolutely zero humans came up to us and initiated a conversation. So like, I don't know if like my resting bitch face is out of control lately. If there's something else I'm doing.
Were people like grouped off or people were just by themselves not mingling?
Some like of both.
Clicky? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, some of both, honestly.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's just I don't know if it's just happenstance.
You're just so intimidating.
Oh, I fucking hate that. I know. People have told me that, but I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to reevaluate my life. I don't know. Anyway, so we didn't really find anybody that we clicked with. And whatever. Again, you know, you're going to have those nights.
Yeah.
So the other sort of bummer for me is that there was pretty good music being played. But the DJ that was there that night, he does these like, I don't know, I guess like a live stream. I don't even know where it goes. Like to
at
YouTube.
A lifestyle club?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Like, of himself on the...
Well, it depends. I feel like...
Oh, shit.
So, at this venue, there are screens on either side of the dance floor. And on those screens, you could see, like, his screen.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, this was not indicated anywhere. Nothing on the party page where you had to sign up for this event.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing... in like the ticket information that you received, and nothing was said when we checked into the event that this was going to be happening.
So there's no way he could have shared other people. No way.
I don't know. But like it sort of like varied between. So if you're looking at these screens on either side of the dance floor, sometimes the camera, you could see it was like focused on him and like the background of like the DJ booth. But then there were other times I looked up on these screens and you could see in the corner that the video stream was focused on the dance floor.
Oh, shit.
And I did not appreciate that.
No, that's not cool.
Because A, there was nothing anywhere that said this was going to be happening ahead of time.
Nope.
I don't know where it's going or who's going to see it.
Yeah. YouTube.
Yeah. Maybe. And like... I couldn't quite tell. I thought the camera, at least to the dance floor, was angled at like feet level. But Gary, and I don't have any reason to doubt him after 20 years of marriage, he said that he saw someone walk across the dance floor and like you could see them like like the video that like they were walking across. So it wasn't like you just saw their shoes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So
That's
like kind of fucked it up for me. I'm like, well, I'm not going to go dance now. Like, I don't need to be on some rando fucking video feed. Like, what the fuck is this? So that was kind of annoying. I know not everybody is like as whatever. I'm paranoid. I'll admit it. Like, so I get it. Like, that's not as big a concern to everyone as I'm sure it is to me. But I thought that was super shitty.
Yeah.
So Gary actually wrote a strongly worded letter. I don't
know. Oh my God. Barry would do that. Barry would do that immediately too.
But like to the Philly Friction, like the party organizers, like, hey, not sure if you're aware that this is happening.
Well, maybe they're not.
But like we weren't fucking cool with this. Mm-hmm. And I believe the response, the very timely response, I will give them credit. The response that they got was basically like, no, we didn't know that was happening.
Okay.
That's not okay. We'll address this. Thanks for letting us know was basically the message.
That's a good start.
So that, like, that was encouraging at least. But like in the moment, just like not fucking cool for those of us flying under the radar.
Kind
of like,
kills the vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need that. So there's my fucking rant of the day. Anyway, if you've listened to the last couple episodes, just to get one more fucking use out of this, the last episode we did a whole big gambling analogy, and like that was honestly fresh on our minds. I think Gary had just edited that episode. So we did not fall prey to the sunk cost fallacy and stay in a bad situation.
Yeah.
We cut our losses and left around midnight and just went the fuck home.
Yeah.
And still got a decent night's sleep after all that. So, yeah, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, not every party is going to be amazing. But there were just like those couple of things that I was just kind of like, what is fucking going on? So, looking ahead, from the time that this episode comes out, Gary and I will be but days away from our trip to Desire RM in Mexico. So we're really hoping for some good things there, hoping to connect with some fun, sexy people. And if nothing else, we are going to have each other in the sun and warmth, and that's going to be amazing. Oh, so definitely looking forward to that trip. We will be at Desire RM from April 9th to the 14th. So if you will be there as well, please be sure to say hello. I already have my FWAT hat in my pile of shit to put in the suitcase, so look for that. We would love to say hello and meet you and have a fireball shot. I have a solo sort of hot wife date planned for after Desire RM.
Ooh.
Memorial Day weekend. The whole FWAT crew will be in Miami for the Libertine event, so if you are going to be there, please feel free to reach out ahead of time and say hello and let us know. We can't wait to meet you. And I think that's it.
Yeah, that'll do it for episode 77. Thank you so much for listening and joining us for this amazing episode. Again, reminder, we'd love to hear from you. So if you have any feedback or any episode ideas, please feel free to reach out to us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com or find us on our socials. We're on X and Instagram at @FWAT_podcast. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.